President and Vice Presidents of the Assembly, Honourable Ministers, Distinguished Delegates, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. Before commencing, I must advise that Australia is currently in a caretaker period prior to our general election on the 2nd of July. Australia's participation in this year's Assembly, including all statements and interventions, will be consistent with existing Australian government policy. When member states gathered in New York last year and adopted the new global development agenda, transforming our world, the 2030 agenda for sustainable development, we all committed to a new plan of action for people, planet and prosperity. Health and well-being for all will be a cornerstone of this plan, and Australia welcomes the opportunity to discuss how we can work together to address the great global challenges of achieving good health for all and eradicating poverty. We particularly welcome the ambitious commitment to achieve universal health coverage and to provide access to safe and effective medicines and vaccines for all. All people deserve access to the health services they need. Services of sufficient quality to be effective. Services that do not lead to financial hardship or impoverishment. However, we recognise that the challenges will be great. Many countries face persistent weak health systems, leaving them vulnerable to communicable and non-communicable diseases. Economies are growing, but so too is inequality, resulting in people who are unable to access much-needed health services. Australia is working to assist vulnerable countries in our region, including our Pacific neighbours, to strengthen and improve their health systems and address the financial, social, and cultural barriers which prevent some groups of people from accessing essential health services. A practical focus on health system strengthening assists countries to realise the goal of universal health coverage. Strong national health systems supported by effective regional and global systems are also essential to prevent, detect and respond to health threats and to contribute to regional and global health security. The looming crisis of antimicrobial resistance presents a significant threat for achieving health for all. Nevertheless, the global momentum for effectively dealing with the crisis has built to such an extent it would appear effective action on AMR is inevitable and is certainly most welcome. In seeking to achieve the health-related global goals, it's apparent that one of the ways forward is to provide greater support to health research and development. Health research provides the evidence to inform the development of our national and global health systems to meet future health challenges. As a global public health community, the WHO and its member states have a responsibility to strengthen international collaboration to fully realise the contribution research can make to reduce health disparities and to protect our populations against health threats. Australia has a strong focus on innovation and supporting health and medical research. This has been led by our National Health and Medical Research Council for 80 years. And in addition, we're aiming to significantly transform how health and medical research is conducted in Australia through our landmark Medical Research Future Fund. This fund will eventually grow to $20 billion and provide around $1 billion in additional funding for Australian medical research and medical innovation each year. We're also building a national research capacity to respond to major infectious disease threats, and we are strengthening partnerships to support research to improve Indigenous health. We will link with the WHO as it increases its efforts to monitor and coordinate global research efforts as part of achieving the 2030 agenda targets. In closing, Australia is actively examining its policies, programs and reporting systems to build on our already strong alignment with the 2030 agenda. We look forward to continuing to work closely with member states and the WHO to implement the health-related global goals and to ensure sustainable development delivers better health for all. Thank you.